Chapter 9. Mother Comes Home. The next morning, a letter arrives. Martha is happy.
"I've got good news, children," she says. "Your grandma is fine again, and your mother is coming home today."
The children are happy, especially Billy.
"Let's wish for a surprise for Mother,"
Anthea says. Martha has got other news.
"There's a rich woman in the village. Her name is Mrs. Jones. Last night, a thief climbed into her bedroom to steal her beautiful jewellery. The police want to find the thief and the jewellery."
"Mother hasn't got beautiful jewellery. Mother must find all Mrs. Jones' jewellery in her room. That's my wish."
"Oh, Charles, that's a stupid wish,"
Robert says.
"I'm sure that Mrs. Jones' jewellery is now in Mother's room. And how can we explain that to the police?"
Suddenly, Mother arrives and kisses the children.
"I'm taking my bags to my room," she says. "Then I want to hear all your news."
"Mother mustn't go to her room and see the jewellery,"
thinks Robert.
"I can take your suitcase. Sit down, Mother, and have some tea."
"It's okay, Robert. I'm not tired."
Mother goes to her room and sees the jewellery.
"What's this?"
she says.
"Where's it from? It's not mine. I must tell the police."
The children don't know what to say. They can't tell Mother about it. Charles says,
"Mother, please sleep now and then go to the police."
Mother says,
"No, I'm going now."
And she leaves the house.
"I'm responsible for this problem,"